Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on the economy. Prices at the wholesale level came in hotter than expected in September. Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped to 8.5% on a year-to-year basis Wednesday. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, for September gets released this morning. A Connecticut jury is demanding media personality Alex Jones pay at least $965 million in damages to numerous families because of the words he used. 10 years ago, he said the Sandy Hook mass shooting was staged by actors. A small number of Democrat politicians are asking the president for speeches in their campaigns this election cycle. The economy, threat of nuclear war, border chaos, soft-on-crime laws have made Biden score very low on his approval rating. On Friday, Biden will travel to Portland, Oregon to stump and gather campaign money. Michelle Duncan on Fox News is the Linn County Sheriff just south of Portland. She says Oregonians have become tired of the Portland mentality and are looking for better politicians to bring safety to the Beaver State.
You know, you're hearing a lot about even Portland's tired of some of the things going on in Portland. And I think there's a lot of people throughout Oregon that are really hopeful that we get some reasonableness back into our government.
The average ACT test score for students in the class of 2022 dropped to its lowest level in more than 30 years, according to data that came out yesterday. The report finds graduating high school students are very ill-prepared for college. A 143-4 vote by members of the United Nations General Assembly shamed Russia's attempt at a land grab in Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield after the vote.
You saw these countries stand up for territorial integrity. They stood up for sovereignty, and you saw these countries stand up for this institution.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee has promised to unveil surprising details just before the November midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denied Republican representation and dismissed the GOP selection for the committee, leading to conservative leaders discounting its impartiality. Tens of millions of older Americans are about to get a raise. On Thursday, the U.S. government is set to announce an increase in Social Security benefits due to massive inflation. The man accused of murdering several Christmas parade performers in Wisconsin last year is representing himself in court.
Daryl Brooks is facing 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November. In the Waukesha courtroom, witness Adam Bonsteel says he was driving in the parade as he watched Brooks plow into a woman walking alongside his float.
I watched the body fly up onto the hood and her head snap back. And the body remained on the hood as it passed the side of my vehicle to where I thought I could have just reached out and grabbed her.
Police say that Brooks drove into the parade after fleeing a domestic disturbance. However, police were not pursuing him at the time of the incident. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joining us from the West Coast. They got you traveling these days again, huh?
Yeah, Bill, I'm on the road. I was at a wedding up in Portland, Oregon for my cousin and spending some time with my folks in Southern California. I've got a speech coming up in San Diego. I've got my high school reunion in Los Angeles, and then I've got some appearances I'm doing out in Las Vegas to help out a friend of mine named Drew Johnson, who's running for the Clark County Commission, which is a very powerful county level office in greater Las Vegas. So I'm on the road trying to do some family stuff and hopefully make our country even better.
Yeah, and just you know, get that feeling of what it's like to pay $6 a gallon for gas, right?
Yeah. I think I haven't had to fill the tank in the rental, but I think it's about $6.39. I think I've seen out here.
It's
above $6, but I guess, you know, this will force us into electric cars, and electric cars is all ready to go. You know, they're just in
there's great plenty
shape, and
there's plenty around,
cheap,
yeah,
by the way, plenty and inexpensive, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the government will give you, when are they going to give us $7,500? And then of course the manufacturers are going to take $6,200 back because they're going to up the cost.
That's
don't
right.
You love this government math? I just you know, we the people, once again, they just find ways to shaft us in new and different ways, but that's the one thing that's consistent. You know, the shaft is coming one way or another.
They say death, taxes, and the shaft in between, something like that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, speaking of Nevada, going up there, boy, that state is, what is going on? There's a little change of the Pantina there a little bit, huh? Just in terms of its blueness, it's you know coming to be, you know, more purple and maybe even participating in this red wave.
A little bit, you know. I heard probably a lot of numbers, a lot of reasons for this. One of them I heard is that during the pandemic, a lot of people used to work at the hotels in Las Vegas just packed up, went home. They went back to Central America and elsewhere. And the thought was that some of those people would, let's say, have a higher level of civic participation than you would expect out of people who are not American citizens. And they would have buses apparently pick people up at the hotels, pick up the hotel workers, take them to go vote, and then off they go to work. And that was always a buffer the Democrats could rely on, and that buffer is either thinner or almost non-existent now. So that may change things. And I think also people are just sick of people like Catherine Cortez Masto, who's running for Senate. She's a senator, of course. She's an incumbent. And she's one of those people who claims to be she's such a moderate and she's so middle of the road and centrist and all that other stuff. And it turns out that she's, she's no moderate at all. She's quite on the left. In fact, her American Conservative Union rating, 0 being most liberal, 100 being most conservative, she gets a 5.6. So she's almost a 95% to the left person. And she votes with Joe Biden 93% of the time. So That doesn't sound so moderate to me. So that's one of the things when people are taking a look at whether the next senator from Nevada should be Adam Laxalt, who was the former attorney general, a good pro-market, pro-freedom conservative, or a so-called moderate who is only a 5.6% conservative, votes 93% of the time with Joe Biden, we may see further proof of what you say, which is that Nevada may be moving out of the solid Democrat left column, maybe more towards the center, maybe a bit more towards the right.
Well, that's the thing that's happening is Democrats are doing everything they can to distance themselves, but it's impossible. It's all over them. It's their policies. As you said, you have a voting record supporting the policies that have decimated this country and the American people en masse. It's no wonder that Tulsi Gabbard says, I'm out of here, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. And again, what drives me crazy about this is that most Republicans, when they run for office, with the exception of maybe Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who are more, you know, moderate to liberal, most Republicans are very proud to say, I'm a conservative. I believe in conservatism. I believe in conservative ideas. And with the exception of AOC and some of the super left crazies, the other Democrats say, oh, I'm middle of the road. I'm mainstream. I'm moderate and all that. And then you look at the way they vote, and no, they're not moderate at all. These people are solid left wing. You know, you've got Mark Kelly in Arizona, he claims to be this, you know, I'm an astronaut, I'm such a moderate. He's got a 13 AC rating. He votes with Biden 94% of the time. You know, if you're in the middle, you should be somewhere between about 33 and 66, not, you know, you all the way over at, right, at, you know, 12% and then voting 94% for Joe Biden. You know, Tim Ryan, he's such a moderate in Ohio running against J.D. Vance for the U.S. Senate. He votes with Joe Biden 100% of the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. He never doesn't vote with Joe Biden. Same with Val Demings, who's running for Florida, running for Senate in Florida against Marco Rubio. She votes with Biden 100% of the time. It's really quite astonishing. But these people just try to change their stripes. Here we go. Here's this metaphor. The chameleon tries to change his stripes whenever it's time to vote. And then, of course, if they win, they get sworn in. And what do? The stripes change again, and they go back to being solid left wingers, which is what most Democrats are these days.
See, well, Democrats can be chameleons with stripes because they make up their own words and their own specimens. So, you know,
that's right,
so everything's possible within the Democratic Party. And as you mentioned, I'll tell you, J.D. Vance really took Ryan to school the other night in the debate. I mean, it was quite telling. And here he is. I mean, you know, you've got the president, Joe Biden, in town. And, you know, Ryan didn't want to give him any time. He doesn't even want to have any association whatsoever, as if that can be denied with Joe Biden policies that he's voted 100% and gone along with. And somehow he's going to plead some sort of plausible deniability or plausible moderateness. I'm not sure how you get there.
Yeah, his posture sort of a Joe who? Joe Biden. Well, what's that name again? Don't know who you're talking about. Yeah, and yet he votes with him, as I say, 100% of the time. He always votes Joe Biden's way. So he's trying to hide from him, and his commercials, he comes across as sort of like a conservative Republican or something like that. But then you look at his vote record. He voted for the Inflation Reduction Act. He's voted for all this big spending, all these regulations, Green New Deal type approaches, et cetera. So he hates himself as some sort of a moderate on the campaign trail, solid Joe Biden left-wing Democrat in reality.
Well, it's like Val Demings here in Florida. You know, she's running commercials in her police officer's uniform, right? And here she is, the poster child for defunding police. And, you know, it's like, come on. The hypocrisy is way too rich.
Yeah, it is rich with that sort of thing. So these people who, having seen how the whole defund the police movement has, shall we say, soiled itself in the last couple of years, you know, this was going to be this fantastic new world where we wouldn't have any police and we'd have social workers negotiating with criminals and everything would be delightful. Congresswoman Alexander Ocasio-Cortez famously said that it would make life, quote, like a suburb, unquote. Not a very nice suburb we're living in now.
I wouldn't think.
Mayhem,
right.
Chaos. And Demings, of course, trying to hide from all of that, which she supported by going back to her early days as a police officer and I think police chief for Orlando. You mentioned earlier the debate with J.D. Vance. He really put Tim Ryan in his place when Tim Ryan brought up, of course, abortion. That's all the Democrats talk about. 10, this terrible case of this 10-year-old girl who was raped, and would, should she be able to have an abortion because she got pregnant due to that rape? Democrats never talk about, and J.D. Vance brought up the fact they never talk about, how was it this 10-year-old girl came to pass, came to be raped? Well, guess what? She got raped by an illegal alien.
Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is so excited to introduce our Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual event challenges you to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between October 8th and 23rd to raise awareness of the incredible spiritual needs in Afghanistan. You'll follow a virtual route through the streets of Kabul, passing designated milestones where you can pray for those who haven't yet heard the good news of Christ. In a region of the world full of turmoil, in a country where 99% of the population is not Christian, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything, including our race to share the gospel. To find out more about our efforts to symbolically flood the streets of Kabul with believers praying for people in Afghanistan, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Everybody here looking for a revival.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We've got the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, DeRoy Murdoch, continuing with us. As we say here, things are looking and shaping up to be extremely interesting for this midterm election. Nancy Pelosi is still convinced that she's going to be holding on to the gavel. Maybe they might have somebody, you know, there to pry it from her iron hands of some sort here. You can only imagine because, you know, the numbers are starting to play out in such a way and that we suspected for quite a while, and that is that these Democratic policies, you know, are not lining up with the majority of Americans, and this could be a resounding bloodbath for the Democrats.
Well, I sure hope it is, and it certainly deserved it. I mean, it's amazing. It's sure almost an accomplishment how the Democrat Party under Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer in the Senate, and Nancy Pelosi in the House, the three horse persons of the apocalypse, you want to call them that, in just under 2 years have been able to take an economy that had been thriving like crazy under Donald J. Trump, had been knocked on its seat by COVID-19, and despite all that, was starting to come back and bounce back up off the mat, and then was kicked back out of the mat and onto the ground, outside of the boxing ring, if you will, by high taxes, by spending like crazy, regulations, the war on energy, war on the U.S. border, tremendously weak foreign policy, etc. And here we are, just reeling. Not even 2 years before, 2 years after Joe Biden was elected. I hope that the American people go to the polls and give the Democrats the major spanking that they deserve. I will repeat, as I have every time I've brought this up with you and with others, is that none of this is going to happen unless people knock on doors, make phone calls, hand up bumper stickers, do all of the grassroots work that it takes. And frankly, I've spoken with a number of my friends and contacts on the right, and there's just this idea, almost an entitlement attitude, that, oh, it's guaranteed, this is baked in the cake.
Oh, no.
Encouraged a friend of mine who, if he could get involved in some campaign type activities, he said, there's no point in getting involved. Everyone's already made up, people made up their minds. No, they haven't. In a lot of races, like for example, the Arizona race, the uninvited number is 15%. A lot of people out there have not made up their minds. Some people make up their minds at the last minute. And now is the time. The time is now to be doing grassroots campaign work. And I really hope that what doesn't happen is Republicans and conservatives become overconfident and figure, well, you know, Joe Biden's doing all the work we need. We can sit back and relax and, you know, play golf or go to the beach or take naps. No. We need to work very hard, nonstop. At a bare minimum, that will guarantee, I hope that will mean we'll earn solid victories. If our hard work means that we win landslides and overwhelming just a wipeout for the Democrats, then all the better. But none of this is automatic. None of this is guaranteed or not entitled to any of this. We have to work very hard for it, and I urge everybody listening to work very hard to achieve these victories rather than just slumber and hope they happen and suddenly discover that we've lost some close races, and either Chuck Schumer or, God forbid, Nancy Pelosi is still in charge.
Exactly. Well, lest we forget what happened in 2020. You know, you and I have discussed this endlessly about cheaters cheating. Like, they're not going to cheat all of a sudden? Like, this isn't going to be part of the dynamic that we have to deal with. So we've got to go into this with eyes wide open. I've been putting a lot of pressure on, you know, my church friends that, you know, the numbers there are just incredible, DeRoy. Only 50% of evangelicals will bother to register to vote.
Wow.
Only 50%.
Wow.
And of that 50%, amazing. And of that 50%, only 50% will actually go out and vote. So, you know, my word to them and admonition to them is that, look, don't complain then. Don't complain, because we have the government that we have today because people were very laissez-faire. As you said, they felt entitled. They took it for granted. And this is what we've got. We have a president who has got serious mental problems. I don't know how else to put it to you. And he talks about a nuclear Armageddon being at our doorstep, like he's just saying, hey, do you got some vanilla ice cream? I mean, are you picking kidding me?
Yeah, exactly right. And the numbers you tell me are staggering. That what you're basically saying is only 75% of evangelicals are sitting on the sidelines. Half of them don't bother to
register.
And of the 50% who register, half of those don't bother voting, which means only 25% of them are showing up to vote. And in so many, I mean, just look at the race between Trump and Biden. I think if you move the, if you had a grand total of about 75, 80,000 votes in three or four swing states, Joe Biden would be in his bunker. Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office. Gasoline would be probably about $2.50 per gallon. Iran would be on its heels. Saudi Arabia probably would have signed a peace, Middle East peace agreement by now. Inflation would probably be about 2 or 3%, and everything would be hunky dory. But because 80,000 or so evangelicals who could have showed up and voted didn't bother to, they figure, hey, you know, I don't want to get involved. Look at the disaster we've created. And if you're a religious person, look at the attacks on religious freedom. Look at the explosion in abortion, funding for abortion, and on and on and on and on. So this is again, further confirmation of the fact people have got to show up, people got to register, people got to vote, bring people to vote, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your loved ones. And in terms of fraud, you mentioned how if the Democrats can steal it, they will. This just came out from the Public Interest Legal Foundation today. They just intervened with the Secretary of State in Colorado. They sent 30,000 postcards to foreign citizens explaining to them how to register to vote. And they said, oops, sorry, mistake. So who knows how many of those 30,000? Look, if some, let's say half of them show up and register 15,000 people, and they end up voting. Let's just say it's a quarter. That's 7,500. We've seen very close elections. We might see the U.S. Senate seat there come down to 7,000 votes one way or the other. And those could be illegal aliens voting or foreign citizens voting who shouldn't be, who are voting Democrat when they shouldn't be at all. And that could mean Michael Bennet goes back to the U.S. Senate for 6 years because these kind of shenanigans are going on.
Exactly.
So again, everybody who can register needs to register. Everybody who's able to vote should vote and do the hard grassroots work of knocking on doors, making phone calls, handing out campaign literature, et cetera, going to rallies, and this sort of thing that will earn us the victory that I hope we achieve on November 8th.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you were talking earlier about immigration. Our vice president, who is supposedly, she's the border czar, right, supposedly? And, it cracks me up. She goes, something must be done. Well, you are the czar, you know.
So do it. So do it, lady.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the problem? But meanwhile, on top of everything else, you know, let's not forget the big problems that we see every night at our southern border.
Yeah, and it goes on, and it continues. And if they had any interest in stopping this, they would have at least attempted to do so by now. They've had the better part of 20 or so months to put an end to this or slow it down. I've seen no such effort. In fact, what's happened is this thing's just gotten dramatically worse. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the income of Mexican cartels are making from smuggling illegal aliens, that soared from $500 million in 2018. This year, they're predicting $13 billion. That's a 25% increase. Now, I want to find out
what I heard is the cartels are setting up their own PAC to support Democrats.
Well,
you know, with that kind of windfall, $13 billion, hey, they're going to do their own PAC. They're going to get the Democrats elected. Why not?
Yeah, well, why not? Well, the Democrats are their best friends. The Democrats make life easy for them. So they should open an office on K Street and start lobbying and spending campaign money. But the $13 billion they're making, I thought, well, what U.S. company makes around $13 billion? So I started looking at a list of companies by annual revenue. And guess what company makes almost exactly $13 billion? Are you sitting down, Bill? It's Fox Corporation, the parent company of the Fox News Channel. Made $12.91 billion last year. This year, $13.9 billion. So right about $13 billion. So what the Democrats have done is they've allowed the Mexican drug and human smuggling cartels to grow to the size of the company that owns the Fox News Channel. Isn't that precious? So what these people have done is they've made the Mexican human trafficking cartels as big as Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. Leave it to the Democrats to make that happen.
Well, we got to leave it there to be continued, no doubt. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick cut, smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory, sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, President Biden will travel to Portland, Oregon to stump and gather campaign money. Michelle Duncan on Fox News is the Linn County Sheriff. That's just south of Portland. She says Oregonians have become tired of the Portland mentality.
You know, you're hearing a lot about even Portland's tired of some of the things going on in Portland. And I think there's a lot of people throughout Oregon that are really hopeful that we get some reasonableness back into our government.
A Connecticut jury is demanding media personality Alex Jones pay at least $965 million in damages to numerous families because of words he used 10 years ago. He said the Sandy Hook mass shooting was staged by actors. More bad news on the economy. Prices at the wholesale level came in hotter than expected in September. The Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped 8.5% on a year-to-year basis Wednesday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you, Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, look, I was going back and reading a column that you wrote, which I thought was very appropriate this week because it's been a question. You know, Columbus Day came and went with kind of a thud. You know, because of this Indigenous Day and what they've done with this part of history, I just had a sense of sadness, if I might be vulnerable in sharing that with you, because maybe, I don't know, have I just been so fully indoctrinated as a kid that I'm just not aware of the new America that we live in that cancels people that have had such an impact on our history?
Yeah, it's amazing, and really the larger point is to cancel America, right? At least as we understand it, and of course, people on the left will scream at their radio when they hear that, but you know, against America as it was envisioned. I mean, this is about the fundamental transformation of America. To quote Barack Obama, as Obama famously put it in 2008, and Columbus. I mean, think about it, Bill. What kind of a nation and its people cancel the man who discovered it? It's just completely crazy. And you could lay out your litany of sins against Columbus and his personal flaws and foibles, but who isn't flawed, right? You know, liberals, but
exactly.
The first among you cast the first stone, okay?
Right.
Woodrow Wilson, Margaret Sanger, right? Even Martin Luther King Jr., right? The way
his record with women, right? Everybody's flawed. But we, you know, we're not going to cancel MLK Day, right?
No, no. And we're certainly not going to, you know, go and attack Rosa Parks either. I mean, we're all humanoids.
Right.
We all have issues. And as you said, the interesting thing is here this country wants to pivot to a theory, and whether it's critical race theory, anything that has to do with the disassembling of this great American idea and Marxism. And here we've got Black Lives Matter now fully exposed, you know, for who they are. And you go, why are you surprised? This is what Marxists do. They, you know, the ones who are in power are the ones that are ingratiated. They take care of themselves at the expense of everybody else. And then, you know, this is what cracked me up. I don't know if you saw this video or not, but Miss Colors was on a Facebook, and she was Facebooking when Candace Owens happened to be outside her house with a camera crew. She was all upset, and I'm thinking, boy, is this rich with irony. Here the left and people like her have been hounding conservatives, whether they're Chief Justice's house, threatening them with their lives, listening to the likes of, you know, what's her name out of Los Angeles, you know, losing her mind, saying, oh, we've got to confront them where they eat and where they walk and, you know, where they live, and Maxine Waters. And it's like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And now here you have a camera crew and little bitty Candace Owens. Boy, I'll tell you, I there's no doubt. I think if Candace Owens was knocking outside my door, I'd probably be in the fetal position myself as well. Because she just is probably the most threatening woman I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Well, Candace Owens needs to go there because CNN's not going to, and MSNBC isn't going to, the New York Times isn't going to go out there. And look, for, you know, for your sort of woke BLM supporters, you know, the founder of BLM, Patrice Cullors, she's very flawed too. I mean, you know, and in fact, her Marxist icon, she calls herself a Marxist, Karl Marx. You and I have talked about this, Bill, a number of times. Marx was a racist. I mean, Marx used the N-word, right? You know, why are they not canceling Karl Marx, of all things? To bring this back to Christopher Columbus, and then, in fact, let me take this further. If you want to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day, which is what the left has been trying to do since literally 1992, which was the 500th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of America, now President Biden comes forward in 2021, 2022, and formally proclaims Indigenous Peoples Day on the same day as Columbus Day. And I got a message for you here too. In terms of these indigenous peoples, you know, they're not exactly idyllic and pure either. I mean, there were Native American Indian tribes who owned black slaves. Look it up.
Right.
Look it up. It's true.
Right? It's the history of humanity. Whoever you conquer becomes subservient to you from day one of human history, right? So why is this such a surprise?
And one of the only humans, right, fully human and fully divine, who sought to redeem and change all of this was Jesus Christ. And Columbus was the one who led to the bringing of Christianity to America, to this continent.
Exactly.
In fact, long before Plymouth Rock and Jamestown and the Arabella, 1620, 1630, Columbus and people from Spain were settling Florida. I mean, really, the oldest church in America is in St. Augustine in Florida.
Going back
to the 1520s. So was Columbus not perfect with these people? Of course, he was human. But he brought to them something far better and far redeeming, Christianity. Okay, and yes, I will say this as a Christian proudly. All right, then whatever it was that the Cherokee and the Iroquois were doing, and sorry for my religious viewpoint there, but you know, that's where I'm coming from. I'm not going to apologize for being a Christian. I would much rather do what Jesus would do than do what Marx would do, or
Amen.
Do what
right.
What even Columbus would do, right? So Columbus at least brought to the Western world, or at least to the United States territory, America, North America, something that was of much greater value.
Exactly. And here it is. I mean, time in history has proven that to be the case. But now we've got these wokistas that have come along and are challenging this. And it's amazing that here we are, Paul. You know, this country was founded in a sense to be, you know, our founding fathers wanted to be sensitive that majority did not rule. It wasn't that might made right. You know, we were going to listen to all, you know, to all opinions and let us all participate in this grand experiment. But now what we have is we have ruled by a minority. And it's amazing to me the damage that they've been able to wreak upon this country. You know, it's just been unbelievable. And then they've been able to do this with impunity. And meanwhile, you know, we have, we have people that go to Washington, D.C. and go, wait a minute, there's something bogus about this election. And, you know, how many do we still have in jail right now in solitary confinement without due process? You know, because of this political hit job. And this is driving me nuts, I got to tell you, Paul, is these politicians. And it is primarily the Democrats. Yes, there's some, you know, there's some scourge on some Republicans as well, as we're realizing. Because I was saying this the other day, is we can be thankful for Donald Trump whether you want to or not. But you can be thankful for the fact that he has brought this into the light. He has exposed, you know, the Democrats. He's exposed the deep state. He's exposed these people that have hijacked our country, hijacked our Constitution. And here we are. We're in near peril. We've got a president talking about we're at the verge of a nuclear Armageddon. And he talks about it in a way like, you know, it's like he and Fetterman somehow must be connected mentally, if I can, you know, bring these two into focus at the same time, because they have no connection with reality. I mean, he says it. Joe Biden says that we're on the verge of a nuclear holocaust, as if he says, hey, do you got some more ice cream? Help me.
Well, it's a very serious situation. By the way, he's saying this ironically on the 60th anniversary almost of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Right.
Which was
October 1962. And I think the better question here is, if we are on the verge of something like that, a nuclear exchange, do we have the right man in the White House to be dealing with this?
Exactly.
Right now, right? To quote Lloyd Benson,
exactly.
And Dan Quayle, right? Joe Biden, you're no
yes.
Jack Kennedy.
Right. Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And that is a recurring thought as well that I've had. And the audience is aware of this, Paul. We've said the same thing. Do you have confidence that Joe Biden is the one to lead us out of the mess that we've gotten ourselves into, from inflation to open borders and now a near nuclear Armageddon? Unbelievable. We've got Dr. Paul Kengor with us. This conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518.
That's 800-584-2518.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, my good friend Dr. Paul Kengor, continues with us. Paul, again, thank you, you know, for the history lesson and helping us understand, you know, what's been happening. I mean, this is the purposeful dismantling and the transformation that Barack Obama had announced to the world and to America. And many Americans, just were kind of, as they would say, he lied to us, you know, bought into that narrative, hope and change. Change. You know, so we've gone from the hope and change was which ended up being empty 8 years of Barack Obama. I mean, tell me where hope and change, where there was any positive outcome from that administration that you could say, wow, I'm sure glad that Barack Obama was president of the United States because he really advanced the cause for this great American idea. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be as ideologically fixed as it may sound, but I'm just asking the question. So we go from Barack Obama, Obama-Biden, now we go to Biden-Harris, and now we have less hope and the change, although he says, he makes the announcement the other day, he says, nobody has done more than any other president in the history of America. Now, he might be right in that, but in terms of doing more, it isn't more in terms of advancing the cause of the American idea as much as it is destroying the cause of the American idea. Is that fair?
Well, you know, Obama said back in that speech, right, in October 2008, and it was like 4 or 5 days away from the election. I'm trying to think where it was. And he said simply, we are 4 or 5 days, whatever the number was, days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And I'll never forget, Bill, how these people just sort of like clapping seals.
Oh, exactly.
Behind them were just like, whoop, 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 as if Obama could have said, frankly, probably anything at that moment. And they were so taken by the cult of Obama that they probably would have clapped for anything. But I was reminded later of my friend Michael Knowles, who said, he gave a speech where he was talking about this, and he said, you know, you don't fundamentally transform something that you love.
Right? Exactly.
He said, I wouldn't turn to my lovely wife and say, honey, I love you. You're wonderful. But I want to fundamentally transform you.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean,
perfect.
Most candidates in presidential elections, you know, want to fix things that are broken, call for changes. But fundamentally,
fundamentally transform. Why would you want to fundamentally transform something that has been, you know, to quote Ronald Reagan and John Winthrop aboard the Arabella in 1630, right? A shining city upon a hill. It's not perfect, which is why you fix the things that are not perfect. But there's been no greater system or country ever, which is why this is the greatest melting pot in the history of the world. And it was discovered by Columbus. Why would you? Now I can understand too. What, you know, wanting to acknowledge and even celebrate the good things about the indigenous peoples who've lived in North America, or as actually as Biden said in his original proclamation, Hawaiians, Alaskans. You know, he's going way outside of, you know, like the territorial east coast of the United States proper, whatever it would have been. So you can acknowledge their contributions, but to want to supplant, replace your discoverer in his day with instead Indigenous Peoples Day, that erases the very discovery of America and instead seeks to elevate and replace it with what was here before. And
exactly.
What was here before was not America. So you're really seeking an erasure, right? By replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. And of course, as we know, you know, this whole diversity ruse by the left, when they talk about diversity, they don't really mean diversity, right? They mean race, gender, sexual orientation. And as I said in my piece for American Spectator, happy Western Civ Day. recommending that we create an actual Western Civ Day. You know, boy, where are these liberals? Why are they not celebrating? They're leaving out LGBTQ people in Indigenous Peoples Day, right? Surely there are some gay Cherokees out there, right? You know, surely there are some Apache boys who didn't want to go chase buffaloes with bows and arrows and wanted to stay back home at the teepee and sew Indian dolls, right? Are we leaving out gender identity confused? Gender dysphoria, Iroquois here of all things? So it's probably only a matter of time, and people are probably laughing and thinking I'm being outrageous. Hey, wait till the LGBTQ lobby gets a hold of that proclamation that says, you know, really here, Mr. President, you are leaving out LGBTQ. There probably were gay Native Americans here, sir.
Right.
And
exactly.
Only a matter of time before someone like Joe Biden, who apparently now does anything that the left suggests, you know, from reversing himself on the Hyde Amendment to whatever else he had once supported for over 40 years, they'll probably come marching right along and just do whatever they say, no matter how absurd it is. And to erase Columbus, okay, is absurd.
Right. Well, and this is purposeful because this is what Marxism does. This is what the communists, the Marxist socialists do, is they take over history. They rewrite history because if they can get you to forget your past, then they can control your future. We know this time and time again. We know it historically. And so this is what's happening. And we cannot be stooges and just allow them to steal it. Because in a sense, it's a spiritual issue, Paul, as we talked about, because what you do is you are, in a sense, you are disclaiming your birthright.
Yeah,
and we know how God feels about, you know, about disclaiming your birthright.
Right. And in fact, another kind of symbol of this, you and I have talked about this before, the founder of the California Mission, right, Saint Junipero Serra, who was another Spaniard, and he's the one that brought Christianity to the West Coast. Those famous missions up and down the West Coast, you know, people who are really illiterate don't know the words like Ventura, California, come from Saint Bonaventure, right? Santa Barbara comes from Saint Barbara.
Saint Barbara, right? Yep, exactly.
Los Angeles, right? Santa Clara, St. Clair, San Francisco, right? That's St. Francis. You know, on and on and on. And what are they doing in California? All these names, right? All these missions, they're literally tearing down throughout California the statues of St. Junipero Serra, who Pope Francis canonized. I thought the liberals liked Pope Francis, right? They're tearing that down. And again, it's because of alleged mistreatment of Native Americans, And when people like me and you say, yeah, but they brought Christianity to the region. For a lot of these people on the secular left, that's their greatest sin of all.
That they brought
Christianity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Native Americans had their own gods, right? Mm. They had their own spirits. You know, to quote Harry Hay, the founding gay communist, right? They had their two spirits philosophy. Right, and then Sarah and Columbus come along and ruin it all by bringing in the gospel of Christ. Those genocidal masters, and so they, by canceling them, it is whether they realize it or not, and some of them do. They're also seeking to cancel that very Christian legacy, patrimony that has built this country.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Paul, we got about 3 minutes left. I did want to talk a little bit about the midterm elections. You're right there in the heat of it. You know, some have called Pennsylvania the headquarters for voter fraud. And we see what's happening with John Fetterman, how he's avoided any kind of debate. I think the debate finally with Dr. Oz will be taking place shortly here. And you saw the interview that he had with CNN, and no, it was MSNBC, which I thought was pretty honest on their part, which, you know, I was kind of shocked to see how objective they were in reporting how that interview went and what Fetterman needed in order to understand and to even speak to the issue. I mean, wow, this was pretty scary. And I got to think that I think most people in Pennsylvania would be weary. I mean, you hate the Republicans and the ideas of the Republican Party so much so that you're willing to put, somebody short of being robotic in to represent you.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we use the phrase cognitively challenged for Joe Biden. And in the case of Fetterman, well, it's literally true. And I don't mean that in a mean way. He had a stroke. And he has trouble speaking. He has trouble thinking. Bill, he wants to use a teleprompter during his actual debate with Oz.
Yeah.
And I mean, that has to make his supporters question whether or not he has the literal mental fitness and capacity to be a senator. Right. If he can't even debate, if he goes to interviews on the campaign trail and has to read from his laptop because he has trouble speaking, I feel bad for the guy. Now, you know, ideologically, I'm totally against him. He's a Bernie Sanders Democrat. You know, he's not some kind of union guy. Right. He's actually a Bernie Sanders Democrat. Read my piece for American Spectator. It's called Meet John Fetterman, America's Weirdest Stemic Candidate Ever. He's a really strange guy in so many ways, but the polls, Real Clear Politics, has the difference at 3.7. Fetterman leading still somehow, amazingly, but that's very much within the margin of error, given what should be a higher Republican turnout than Democratic turnout in Pennsylvania. So this is a very tight and very important race that could decide the U.S. Senate.
Paul, based on what you're in court, you know, the polls are prejudiced. We understand that. But again, my sense in my travels and interaction with people all over the country is that this red wave, which was predicted earlier, I believe is unstoppable. And the media and its entire cabal is doing everything they can to stop this red wave from happening. And I just think that the challenges, the self-inflicted wounds of the Democratic Party are so inarguable that this has to happen. If it doesn't happen, then, you know, game over. Just saying.
Yeah, I think.
Dr. Paul Kinder, thank you.
You're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.